but I don't feel enough to shed a tear, blood, or conduct myself like any of you were ever important to me. You could be corpses who bleed, but unfortunately, you never meant a thing to me, and so vividly I remember no signs of love or sympathy. For worse or better, we spent 4 years together, saw all of you at one point, giving in to pressure. I was your lust, crutch, love just once. Remember your promises to stay in touch. I offer advice and get caught within vices. Thought I was nice, but when I'm lost in a crisis, no sign of assistance, a nod to my existence. Even though you claim that realness is a given, mostly dwell on the fact that you don't know me well. Oh, this is for the class of 2012. With the pleasure they provide, clever in their lies and seductive with the eyes. To them it's compacts and flirty contact, to me it's beyond that, to an eternal combat. So many are super promiscuous, ridiculous, but what would I give up just for a bit of stimulus? Felt it low, just need self-control and someone out there who really has a helpful soul. Temptation for a basic sensation, emplacement of my strengths to attempt to end hatred. But now, I'm just overwhelmed and bitter, because my goal is so known within scripture. Labeled as an addict to this fatal attraction, feel like I'm disabled from any action. I wanna cut you off, but I'm yearning for my limbs, cause it's either be unfaithful or I burn another bridge. Memories are a collage and happy's a mirage. I used to pray to a god who would never respond. The same old facade to get me involved, because around you, the whole world revolves. Even with the doubts and pressure, put in every ounce of effort by allowing letters at my heart's content for. A mix of guilt and incentive, just fill my perspective. You're so inattentive and your will is deceptive. Whoa, cross your thoughts and retort to when we talk. That caught me off the course and left me reporting loss. It's dangerous to me, your mind changes with the breeze. Wanted me to go away, but now I'm all you need. I still would crawl inches over torn syringes and thorn pinches just to see you long distance. But being on the phone a few minutes and not home to live with, it makes me wonder if you're really committed.
How many am I gonna lose?